completed the latest Onion News Network tracking poll in the 2008 presidential race. So let's get right to election correspondent Andrew Swanson, now live in the Wharf of the White House Command Center.
It's good to see you, Andrea.
Great to see you. A lot of data to sift through here. What do these numbers tell us?
Well, it looks like the race is really going to come down to which candidate can woo the 430 crucial voting blocks that will be casting their ballots this November.
What are all the factors you're looking at? Age, sex, gender, race, education?
That's right, Andrea. There's also religion, soda preference, drug use, body mass index, number of tattoos, size of television screens, and favorite non-sports pastimes. Of course, the big news this morning is over the battle over the Dunkin' Donuts independence.
Oh, that's right.
That is, yes, the working class swing voters who make under $60,000 a year. McCain was able to gain 3 points with them just this week.
Wow.
You know, time and time again, if we look back, we have seen how
they influence
the Dinty Moore dads, men with multiple illegitimate children who eat single-serving microwavable meals for dinner.
And this is Obama's weak area right now.
That is right. That, and of course, the Corolla in-laws, what the Democrats are losing there, they're rapidly picking up with dental office receptionists who plan on going back to school to get their real estate degree someday.
Right. Now, the Democrats have got a lock on those urban groups like corduroy-wearing homosexuals and people who eat artisanal sandwiches, right?
Yes, that would be a lock.
Okay, let's talk about the 28% of necktie Asians living above frozen yogurt shops. I mean, they're urban, but technically they have more in common with underemployed mathematicians and farmhouse-dwelling self-publishing mystery novel authors, right?
Yes, that is true, Andrea. I think with them it'll come down to, are they going to vote with their wallets or are they going to vote with their conscience? We're also seeing a lot of young people getting involved this year, including the Lost Watching Roommates, the Wes Anderson dipshits, and the Facebook masturbators. Those are very strongly pro-Obama.
Now, what about the employees of the Riggins Idaho, Washington Mutual, and Mark Street who have crushes on that girl, Amy, who works at the Wendy's Next Door demographic? We've been hearing a lot about them.
Yes, Andrea. Well, Josh and Todd have both been polling in favor of Obama, but there is speculation that those figures are off since Amy is also for Obama.
That's
so they may be saying that just to impress her. Once they get in the voting booth, we think they'll go towards McCain, actually, because they're also strongly influenced by the stoner friend Leo demographic, who will drive them to the polls that day.
So I think we're looking at a win for McCain there.
Yes.
Andrew, thanks so much for being with us and clearing some of this up for
thanks.
Us. It's
Anytime.
Certainly going to be a fascinating race to watch.
Great. We'll see you again. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. You take care. Next up, scientists are predicting a large asteroid movie will hit theaters in the next 2 to 3 years.